Hi, and welcome. I am Mandy with the Unthinkable series. If you have walked away recently from a belief system, a cult, religion, narcissistic family, parents, any kind of environment that has always given you the answers, whether it be in a book, whether it be through grooming and manipulation, then you are in the right place if you are ready to digest, clear, heal, or maybe just start thinking for yourself. Start thinking and figuring out the truth that is inside of you, because we all hold our own truth. And when you are inside of an environment that does not allow you that safety and that respect of going outside of their boundaries and their limitations, let me say it like that, their self-limitations, their limiting beliefs, their rules, where if you step outside of that, you instantly become a sinner, you instantly become cursed, you are instantly headed to hell. Anything like that, then I know when I walked away in 2018, I did not think that one day I would completely walk away from the belief system of heaven, hell, God being this male God who was so obsessed with making sure you did every commandment and you obeyed to the T, or you were going to be tortured and burned in hell. And that is actually something that is a Christian that I was for many, many years. And I was inside of the Potter's House Christian church cult. We were taught on how to convert and how to use these scare tactics on others. But again, it doesn't have to be a cult that you are wanting to walk away from, or religion. It just is these belief systems, this system of belief. It could even simply be believing that you're not good enough, believing you're not worthy to figure out stuff on your own, to go down a road that has never been walked on before by your own family, by those that you've known. And now you're embarking on this new discovery. And even though it's exciting and it feels so freeing, it's also very fearful, especially if you are concerned and worried, am I going to be cursed? Is God going to be mad at me? Am I going to go to hell? Are bad things going to begin to happen to me because I am not following the book or the rules? I'm walking out of the system. And now, even though I feel empowered, I'm very fearful and I don't know how to think. I don't know what I like. I don't know who I am. And so welcome to this beginning stage of rediscovering yourself, reinventing yourself, whatever word you want to use, but you are coming out of the water and welcome. It's like you're in a new world. And I am Mandy and I'm here to guide you to the shore, basically. And so if you haven't watched the first episode of the Unthinkable series, go to the link below in the description box so that you can watch it, and it's my intro video, and then come back and replay this one. So today we're going to be talking about when we begin to question our belief system. Oh my gosh, super frightening, right? You are going to begin to question the beliefs, and this can be very, very scary. Again, for me, I was taught to believe that I was going to be cursed. I was going to be miserable. I wasn't going to ever be happy, and bad things were going to happen to me until I would burn in hell. Eventually, that was my end result. They told me I would burn in hell. And that's what Christianity and the cult I was in told me. But again, the cult was connected to Christianity. So that's the reason why I say religion. And I know as in the Christian cult I was in, religion was used as religion was supposed to be bad too, because they say they believed that they weren't in religion. They believed they weren't religious. They believed that they were the only way. So whenever you are in an environment that believes you are the only way, there's nobody else, there's nothing else, then that's one trait of a cult, that's one trait, is when you can't think outside of that. And again, it doesn't have to be like an environment, like a physical cult. It can be an environment. It can even be a workplace. But if you feel it in your heart and soul, then this could definitely be for you. So let's begin with questioning. You begin to question. And you will, and if you're watching this, this could be where you're at. You have begun to question. You've walked away from everything you've known. Now what? You have walked away from the system that has been your comfort. You have walked away from that which has always given you the answers. All you had to do was pray for 3 hours, read this book for an hour every day, or go to your pastor, go to a leader, and they would have the answers and everything would be okay. And now you find yourself questioning, and you may have walked away from this place. Maybe you've been shunned. Maybe you don't have anybody that is in this journey with you. And so you feel very, very alone. And it can be very scary, and you feel very lonesome. So what are you without those beliefs? This is the first thing you want to figure out, okay? So if you want to figure out, that's initially what you're going to do. You're going to figure out who you are without the beliefs. So again, this is you, the divine being, and this is what you're trying to figure out. The layer around you is all the beliefs, conditioning, social conditioning, pressure, manipulation, grooming, all of that surrounds your divine being. So what you're trying to figure out is, who are you without these beliefs? Who are you without this structure? Who are you outside of the limitations? Okay, who are you? That is your journey. That is where you are at, and that's where you are headed. You are wanting to find out, who am I without all these layers? And so clearing, healing, and peeling off of these layers is the number one step. And so this one can be very scary, because you were so used to having this blanket on you, this blanket of religion, this blanket of any kind of environment that basically, even though they could have been manipulative, even abusive, aggressive, violent, but there was a comfort, because at least you knew what to expect every day when you woke up. Okay, and now you're walking away from that, whatever that looks like for you. And now you're wondering, now what? Those are the two words that are popping up. Now what? Now what? Now what? So that is who and what you want to figure out first, because that's the fun part. Let me tell you, the fun part is figuring out who you are without all of the limitations, without all of the structure that has kept you in this block. Okay, so if you begin in the belief system, so there's a lot of times people will say, well, I don't think that there's a God. I don't believe in hell. I don't believe in A, B, and C, right? Like, state the things that you are like, kind of, I'm really sketchy about these things, but these are the things that have been put into me since I was a child or for so many years. So this is just what I know. So if you start in that belief system, what happens is, if you start figuring out, okay, I don't think I believe in this, I don't want to believe in that, what happens is you may begin to feel bad. You may begin to feel evil. You may begin to feel very confused and unsure, because let's start with who you are. Start with who you are. Let's start with the basic stuff. And even though it's so basic and seems so simple, starting there is what's going to help you. Because if you start with the belief system, okay, let's figure out if there is a God. Let me read 20 books and figure out if there's a God. Let me read 20 books to find out if everything I've ever been told was a lie. If you go on that path, and you can, you know, people have done that, it can become very exhausting, and you become, again, like you will be, many people will begin to struggle with the thoughts of confusion. I'm evil, I'm bad, I'm cursed. In the midst of all of that, if something happens, something goes wrong, we automatically want to blame it on the pinpoint on, it's because I'm not in religion anymore. It's because I stopped going to church, because I don't believe what I grew up believing. That's why this is happening. And so what happens when you do that, you can easily just kind of just be like, you know what? Fuck it. So we don't want to be there, because if you are on this path of figuring out your truth and who you are, then you don't want to stop there. You want to go all the way into the tunnel of your soul and grab all of that that's in there and bring it into sight. So we're going to start with finding what you love. That is the fun part, okay? You want to begin with some questions, okay? There are some questions, and this is very simple for you to do. You can actually write these down if you want. These are the simple, basic questions. These questions are going to help figure out who you are under the layers, okay? So here are all these layers. We want to find out who this is. Who is this? Which is you. You are under all the layer. You are under all of the grooming, the manipulation, the belief system, the structure, everything that was kind of just given to you, fed to you. Now we want to find out who is this person? Who are they under all of this gunk? So some of the questions that you want to begin with are, where were you born? And these are very simple questions because they're questions that you can, most of the time, you're going to have answers to. You don't want to start with a question you may not have an answer to, because that can get confusing. Again, that can overstimulate you and overwhelm you. So you want to start with questions. You want to start with questions that you know, such as, where were you born? What color are your eyes? What color is your hair? What kind of car do you drive? You want to start with these kind of questions, because if you can start with these kind of questions that you can answer, it kind of gives you a, it helps you feel like you know where you're going. Because even though you may not feel like you know where you're going, answering questions that you do know about yourself causes your body to begin to trust you. And that is exactly where I'm headed at with this conversation for today's part two in the Unthinkable series, is we are wanting to bond and have relationship with ourselves and our own bodies. Because if you've been in any kind of environment where you've detached from who you are as a person for whatever reason, then you don't even know who you are. You don't trust yourself. You have a lot of questions you don't know the answers to. You can't even trust yourself to answer those questions. You feel like you need confirmation. You need to pray for, you know, and pray and fast for a week before you can get an answer. I need to go talk to somebody before I can get an answer. And I'm talking as a religion or a structure or like a cult or anything that made you believe like you can't make your own choices as a healthy, sane adult. Like, you cannot make these choices for yourself unless they are the choices that you find in this book, their book. You could never just figure out your own truth. So now that you're trying to figure out your own truth, some simple questions, then you're going to answer those simple questions. You're going to move on to some other questions that you may not know. And that's the second step. You're going to go into questions that you may not know, but you could figure out. So you want to ask, the next one is, you want to ask questions that you may not know, but you can figure out. So if you can figure out, that's the kind of questions you want to do, okay? So such as, what is your favorite movie? What's your favorite movies? What is your favorite songs? What's your favorite drink? What makes you laugh? What's your favorite lipstick color? What's your, you know, favorite football team, baseball team, basketball team? Do you even like sports? Do simple questions like that you may not know of, because especially if you're walking away from a toxic environment, you may not know some of these very simple questions. And I knew the answers to these questions because I know for myself, I did not even know what kind of music I liked, what kind of movies I liked. I did not even know some of these very simple questions, and I didn't know the answers to them. And I felt really sad, because here I was, a woman that couldn't even answer these questions. And when somebody would ask me some of the most simplest questions of what kind of movies you like, what kind of music are you into, I couldn't even answer that. And so you want to move into those kind of questions so you can start figuring out. That's all you want to do. If you have just recently walked away, this is all you need to do right now. Of course, there's balance. If you need professional help, I'll put some links down below, some help hotlines and helplines for you. But for those that are in a safe place, you are in a safe place. This is not a question if you're not in a safe place. This is definitely not the series for you. But for those that are already in a safe place, you are in a safe place. You are ready to figure out your own truth. And go ahead and start with these questions and write them down. Because what this is going to do, it's going to help you build relationship with yourself, like I said. And if you've been in a cult or an environment or belief system, they always thought for you. You may not have a relationship with yourself, because I know in religion I was taught that I was selfish if I loved myself. If I put myself first, I was selfish. So building an authentic relationship with yourself is going to bring trust. It's going to bring closeness. It's going to help you know that you do know what you're talking about, that you are smart enough to figure shit out and figure out your truth. You're smart enough to find your own truth within you. You have an understanding that the truth and the book is inside of you. Yes, it's okay to seek and search out answers, but at the end of the day, and it all comes back to you. It all comes back to you. It comes back to what you feel in your body. It comes back if somebody's mentioned something, if you read something, and you can feel your body. But if you are not, tr if you if your body doesn't trust you, and if you don't trust your body, you're not gonna know if this is for me. Does this resonate? I don't know. Maybe I need to ask somebody. Maybe I need to get confirmation. And these are some of the signs that you've been in a cult or a religion that pressured and groomed and manipulated you for so long, because you can't even find it in within yourself to find an answer. Do I want to, fill in the blank? If you cannot even answer a simple question like that, chances are you have been in a belief system that has always kept you very confined. And then there are those that have walked away from belief systems, of childhood, of religion for long ago. Like, it's already been years. But what happens is, even to this day, you find yourself feeling so bad. You find yourself feeling guilty. You find yourself living in regret. You cannot be happy, even if in the midst of whatever it is that you're doing it brings you happiness. The next day you wake up and you feel like you've sinned. You feel like God is mad at you. You feel like you have to go repent. You feel like these are the emotions and feelings that come from living in this confinement of what makes you happy and go do it. Even if, example, and this is like a very probably not a good example, but in the religion and cult I was in, we were not allowed to enter a movie theater. We were not allowed to dance. So for all of these years, I was confined and I could not dance. When I walked away from the cult, I was able, and religion, I was able to go out and dance. And for some that have been confined in religion, they could find that very triggering, right? Because now they feel they have went against the rules and against what they believe God has told them they cannot do. And so that could be very frightening and that could be very scary. So there could be lots of choices that you want to make and that you want to do. But the fear is so suffocating. And so these questions here are going to help you. What do you like to do? For me, I like to go dancing. Go dance. Go do it. As long as it's healthy for you and it brings you happiness, even though it's against the rules. And here's the thing. If you want to do, fill in the blank, let's say you want to go have a drink, but that was so against, Christianity or the occult, or you want to move to the other side of the US or the world. But again, they always told you, no, you can't do that because of this, and this. Now you're able to go do whatever you want, basically, and you can make that choice. If you begin to build relationship with yourself, then you will be able to make that choice easier and be able to say, you know what, this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do. And you begin your plan on how you're going to do it. Or some get up and do it. They just get up and do it. And some people will say, well, I have to wait till I can get rid of the guilt. Let me wait until I get rid of the shame. Let me wait until I get rid of, and you can do that if you want. But doing it is what's going to free you from the mindset, because you, like I said in the first video, if you haven't watched it, go watch it. When you walk away from the environment, you are walking away from their belief system. Now, you can take the belief system with you, because I did. I walked away from the cult, but I took Christianity, I took religion with me, because I thought that it was the only way. And if I didn't take it with me, I was going to eventually die and go to hell. So I took it with me. And what happened was it continued to be traumatizing, even in a different place, in a different environment, in a different church. It was still triggering for me. It was still traumatizing for me, because the belief system, the belief structure was still in the same box. So it wasn't until I began to heal and clear that and get down to the divine being, which is me, and clear out all of the, heal all the wounds and the cuts and the bruises emotionally, psychologically around my divine being, where I was able to hear myself and hear myself speaking to me, letting me know what is my truth, what isn't my truth, what is not for me, what never was me, and who I was even before I was incarnated here on earth. Okay, so begin with those questions and definitely begin with just answering them. And then if some of them have an action attached to it, go do the action, right? Like, what do I like to do? I like to dance. What's my favorite music? You know, and this is my favorite music, and I will go dance to that music, even if it's in my living room. Whatever it is that you are able to do to bring that, without the shame, without the regret, without the worry, without the fear, because in the midst of doing it, you cause your body to shift from the fear. And even though you might still feel it, it might still be there, but remember, the divine being is underneath all of the layers of programming. Under the layers of programming, you are still there under the programming, under the manipulation, under the grooming, under the structure that you do not want to carry anymore. You are still there. Meet them and you will be blown away how much you already know, how much you can validate yourself, confirm yourself, and eventually you will know your complete truth. So thank you so much. This was part two. And episode three, we are gonna go into the reason why I believe that we are gods. And that again can sound very blasphemous if you have just walked away, especially from Christianity or religion. But I'm going to go into how I do believe that we are gods and how we incarnated here to eventually go back and go back to being gods. Like, when we are done here on this earth, we will go back to the essence of God. We are the essence of God. We are the divine embodiment of love, and love is God. God is love, and we are love. We are God. We are the creators of reality. We are the creators of our world. And so I'm going to talk about that. And so if we are the creators of our world, then why is there suffering and tragedy? And thankfully, we do not create that, but of course, because of free will, which that's one thing that religion did have right. We do all have free will, but I will also be talking about how we have all chosen to come here. I chose, you chose, every single human chose to come here for a mission that we may not know that mission, but we did know beforehand what we were coming into. And for whatever reason it was, that can be very painful. But I guarantee you, the closer, especially if you're watching this and you're getting closer to your own truths, feel your body. Feel if this message resonates with you. And until part three, I will see you again. And if you haven't watched part two, click on that link below. And again, there will be some helplines below if that is needed as well. Find me on Facebook and Instagram. The links are in the description box below. And until next time, go do the unthinkable.